The Lord God uses the mouth of prophet Jeremiah in the first reading to tell us, "Behold, the days are coming that I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel, the house of Israel, and the house of Judah. The days are coming, a new covenant." And he went further to say, "It shall not be like the one I met with their parents." That was an old covenant. My dear friends in Christ, let's talk first about that old covenant. That was a covenant ratified with blood of animals. And people entered into it with circumcision. And that was the old one. The Lord God promises a new one. And then he said, "I will be your God, and you will be my people. I will be your God, and you shall be my people." And fast forward to the night our Lord Jesus Christ was to die. At the table during the Last Supper, picked a chalice and told the disciples, the apostles, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, new and eternal covenants." And when we talk of new, we understand sometimes if you go to the market and buy something, you say, "I've bought a new shoes." And you could go to a dealership and say, "I bought a new car." The new there is in relation to the time you buy. But the new that the Lord Jesus is using in this particular statement, in the Greek form of it, is something that has never happened, kind of dear take, something that you have never seen before. It's not like buying a new shoe or buying new clothes, but it's something that has never happened before. A new covenant in my blood. Remember, the old one was with the blood of animals. The new one with the blood of Jesus. The other one was you enter into it with circumcision, through circumcision. This one you enter into it through the love, through love. And John said in the Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not be condemned." And the Lord Jesus himself told the apostles, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another. For with this, the world will know that you are my own. People of God, I have restored you to God through this new covenant." So when he finally died, the whole thing was then ratified. That's why it tells us, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, there would never be any growth. So when the Lord God promised a new covenant and promised to make, "I will be your God and you shall be my people," the Lord Jesus comes to ratify this. Because this is the new covenant, a new covenant in my blood, a new and everlasting covenant. The other covenants, the blood was used just to, you know, sanctify the body. But this one washes, not just cleansing away, but bringing you into God's people, the family of God's people. So when the Lord Jesus tells us that this is a new covenant, he goes back to what the Lord tells us today in the first reading. The days are coming. And when you remember, The people went, the Greek went to see God, Christ, and they went to Philip and said, we want to see the Lord. When they reported this to Jesus, there are some people here, some Greeks who want to see you. He didn't say, bring them in. He didn't say, okay, but he said, hey, this, the hour is here for the Son to be glorified. So that is now the whole universal church will become one. And this is what is happening. So when the Lord Jesus tells us this is a new covenant, he invites us to join that through love. Because God himself sacrificed his Son because of love. And he wants us to enter into this new covenant through love. Love one another that the world may know that you are my own. That is the whole thing. So my dear friends in Christ, one thing we should always bear in mind right now is that we have a covenant with God. He is our God and we are his people. And how do we make up for that? How do we continue this? Because covenant is not something, it's not a contract. For a contract has a time limit. But for a covenant, it remains. That's why it says a new and everlasting covenant that God has entered into with us. And then we also come into it through the love. With this, the world will know that you are my own. The Lord Jesus died that he may bring us to the Father. And he has done that. And what is expected of us then is to show this love as being a family. And when he says, unless a grain of seed dies, he invites us also to die to sin, like St. Paul telling us that we have to die to sin. Kill that old man in you, he says. So when we die to sin, then we resurrect into new life. But does that mean we are going to be sinless? We are not going to sin anymore? One author once said, believers are not sinless, but they sin less. And once it happens, you happen to fall, the good news is that there is a way out, the sacrament of reconciliation that brings you back to the family. You happen to fall out because of sin, the way out is there, the sacrament of reconciliation, and you continue to remain in that covenant. Bear always in mind, I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And if after all this that God has done, his Son shed his blood for us, and still we do not enter into it, there is nothing we can do. You would decide not to. And that was why the Lord Jesus prayed, of all that you gave to me, I kept them safe. I did not let go of any of them, except the one who wanted to go away. I don't want you to be the one who wants to go away. There is always a way out. God has given us this time. And the sacrament of reconciliation, the time, the 40 days we have here, is a time for us to come back to him, die to sin, and rise again in life. So that on Easter Sunday, you rise again into a new life and into this new family, so that you continue with this new covenant. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.